Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz get blown out by the Philadelphia 76ers. It was a bad matchup, and it showed out to be. What would happen if they played in the playoffs? It's just a curious question. We'll explain what went wrong tonight next on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 1600 South and 20th East. We can talk about the store for a while tonight because then we don't have to talk about the game. But all sorts of great things. The meat section's fabulous in the back. They've got great sandwiches and all sorts of other delis and the rest made up for you every day. I like the barbecue chicken after a good ski day. Maybe I'll have to do that tomorrow, though. 11 o'clock at night. Hard to get that ski day in. Anyway, so before I give all my numbers and thoughts and this and that on what happened tonight, what's your thought?
Well, my thought is definitely what we saw. We saw Philadelphia 76ers is probably a little bit better than the Jazz right now. I think all around, offensively and defensively, they outplayed the Jazz. Jazz could not get anything done. Their MO, their signature part of their game is knocking down open shots. That first half, they had very good looks. Second half, I didn't think they had as much. But the first half, they had very good looks. Didn't knock them down and end up, you know, they only trailed by, what, 3 or 4 in the first half. But that third quarter, just for the most part, did them in.
Jazz led by 7 at the end of one. They allowed 35 points in the second quarter, 38 in the third quarter, as the Jazz defense was just unable to have an impact on this game. And when the Jazz are good, Rudy Gobert is one of the top 20 players in the league because he has an impact on top 10 players in the game. They've got three great players in Simmons, Butler, and Embiid, and they played their game, and the way they play takes Rudy out. The kind of the symbolic moment of it is the 5 alley-oop dunks, but you're not getting alley-oop dunks unless Rudy Gobert is at 15 feet.
Yeah, that's for sure, and Embiid makes that happen because he can – I mean, he's not shooting the 3 from very well this year at 28%, but he's still a threat from that range. But 15 feet in, he is. He's a very good threat. So they take Rudy away from the basket, get the defense scrambling, and those three dunks, was it 4?
Maybe 4. I had 5.
But they were
4
just,
with a foul on the 5th.
Just absolutely just beautiful plays and just caught the Jazz by surprise. Jazz were trailing over the top. And by trailing over the top and then they're clearing out the weak side, that left that swing pass and then just an uncontested dunk by those players.
So these guys were able to do something the Jazz and other people haven't been able to do because the things the Jazz do well defensively, they just didn't get to do tonight. They did not – what the Jazz guard the pick and roll, according to Second Spectrum numbers, as the second tied for second best team in the league defending the pick and roll. These guys don't run pick and roll. Yeah, they just don't do any of it.
The most popular play in the NBA, and they don't run it. I mean, every team runs a pick and roll. Every team uses it 75% of the time. Your defense breaks down. I mean, your offense breaks down. Immediately go into a pick and roll. I mean, there's just so many teams that use it, and this team doesn't. And they do what they do very, very well. I mean, they have a guy like Simmons, who's 6'9", that plays point, that can just make you better out there on the floor, even though he can't shoot. But they do a good job at it. I mean, you have to really take your hat off to them.
The other thing they do very well, they don't drive. We're a great team against drives. Rudy holds his ground. We're the 4th best team. There's one area of our defense that's not good. We're 29th in the league against handoffs. It's kind of weird. They run a lot of handoffs. Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick coming around those handoffs. And they got us on them tonight.
Well, this is the, you know, you got to give the hat, take your hat off to what they do best. And my question is, how good is that team? I mean, they're 23-13. I mean, they have not had a lot of success on the road. They're very good at home, what, 16-3 or something like that, and they haven't been very good on the road. But I look at this team and I'm thinking they should be better than 23-13.
I don't think they're as good as they look tonight. I think they matched up particularly well with us tonight, and they played well.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm not sure they're as good as they look tonight. They're kind of the team everyone thinks is not going to get home court advantage in the Eastern Conference. But they lack a bench. I mean, we saw that tonight. But those three guys are certainly fabulous. Here's the question I think is interesting, and we'll never know. Whenever the Jazz, Quinn Snyder talks a lot about how you have to feel it, right? They play a different style. You've got to feel it. They play a different style. Our guys didn't quite get a feel for it. I wonder if we played them in a playoff series, whether or not we have an answer to that or not. I don't know. I mean, Quinn usually comes up with something. Certainly doesn't feel like it right now. They might just play a style that we have a really hard time with. But I wonder if we played them in a playoff series, whether there's a way for us to understand how they play differently than other teams.
And that's a great point, meaning this. Should the Jazz play faster? I mean, the Jazz, you mentioned we didn't have any fast break points. We didn't run the score whenever we had opportunities. So if the Jazz play faster, what does that do to them? Embiid's not that fast. Simmons doesn't necessarily want to play that fast, I don't think, because he plays at a pace that, you know, benefits him and probably benefits J.J. Redick and guys like that. But I just wonder if teams that the games that they've lost were their teams that have played at a much faster pace.
The Jazz tonight had zero fast break points, as Ron just mentioned, and averaged 0.3 points off a live rebound, which is an incredibly bad number. We're not good at that this year. That has been a real offensive problem. If you want to dig into something where the Jazz need to make a significant improvement in the final 40 games of the year, it's they've got to get better off misses. For whatever reason, they're not as good this year as they were last year. That's an area they have to improve. The bright spot tonight, Dante Exum is showing great signs.
He is really, and we watch practice. We see how hard he's working. They're really working on his balance. They're working on him shooting off the dribble. They're working on him shooting on the catch and shoot there as well. But more importantly, they're working on him being under control. And he did not get up in the air tonight without anywhere to throw the basketball except for once. He got up in the air and he made a 360 turn, catches Rudy coming down the middle of the floor. Now, whether he saw that ahead of time or not, I don't know. But he didn't get in there and turn it over.
So the Jazz fall. They get blown out 114-97. We'll be back 6 o'clock on Saturday. Or what day is it? Yeah, on Saturday against the Knicks. And hopefully get back on the winning ways. This has been Postcast. Thanks to Ron. I'm David. Have a good night.